Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Hunter Massey, principal lecturer in the Agricultural Sciences Department at Clemson University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Probably one of the most used tools. They have basically a role in every daily task on the farm. To some extent, I feel like where I think the biggest issue kind of comes up is when they switch over. Having that tool present on the farm presents the avenue that it could be used as a toy. And I think that's where they become even more dangerous than they were before. Probably the one that I think people misunderstand is the right machine for the operation. So the task that you choose to use that machine for and the operator. So obviously, if you're a smaller person, you need a smaller machine. That allows you to be able to handle it better, operate, again, on that rough terrain. Proper PPE, personal protective equipment. So helmets, goggles, long sleeves, long pants, boots, and gloves are recommended. And then I think another one that's a big role that I know I see a lot of violators never ride on a public road. The fact that that ATV is designed to operate off-road, handle through that uneven terrain, and when you hit that paved surface, it's going to respond and it's going to actually handle differently. So there's many cases, even just crossing over a road at a high rate of speed, it's going to change the way that ATV operates. There's obviously age restrictions for the machine when they designed it. Those are all really important. You can look at the long list. The ATV Safety Institute puts out their golden rules, and it gives you a really good guidelines to kind of follow there.